Back to the Dissecting Musical Theater Podcast, the podcast where I talk about everything musical theater. Not only that, but I'm thinking also want to, because I can. And welcome to the first episode of 2024. It's been so long since I recorded an episode. My last episode came out in December 6th, and I talked about the Mean Girls musical. The Disney Channel original movie Zombies premiered on Disney Channel on February 16th of 2018. The film is based on the on-air pilot Zombies and Cheerleaders by David Light and Joseph Razzo, and it stars Milo Manheim and Matt Donnelly playing zombie football player Zed and human cheerleader Addison. Zombies was successful for Disney Channel upon its premiere. The movie received over 2.5 million views during the initial February 2018 premiere. I was one of them because I'm obsessed with this movie. Critically, Zombies received mixed reviews, with praise directed towards the positive messages and songs, but criticism towards the plot being predictable. The franchise had 3 movies: Zombies 1, that came out in February of 2018. Zombies 2, which premiered on Disney Channel February 14th of 2018. Okay, so let's get into this plot, because the plot is messy, the characters is messy. I rewatched this a couple days ago, and it's been a long time since I watched it, so it's like I'm coming with fresh new eyes on it, but like through a nostalgic eye. And the things I forgot about this movie is crazy. So I'm going to talk about this, but what I forgot is that all 3 Zombies movies and like one of the... So the movie starts off with Addison or Zed telling us how zombies were created. So technically, 50 years ago in the planned community of Seabrook, an accident at Seabrook Power resulted in an explosion that caused half the population to turn into zombies. But those that weren't affected built a wall between the zombies and the humans. And the part where zombies stayed is called Zombie Town. Later, the government created bracelets called the Z-Bands, which they created for the zombies, that deliver soothing electromagnetic pulses to keep the zombies from eating brains. Water that they need to survive. That made me so angry. So the movie starts off with either Zed or Addison telling how zombies were created, but I think it was Addison. But 50 years ago in the planned community of Seabrook, an accident at the Seabrook power plant resulted in an explosion that caused half of the population of Seabrook to turn into brain-eating zombies. So we transition to Zombie Town, where we meet Zed, who is one of the zombies. He is the main zombie character, and he's played by Milo Manheim, and he is doing like this fourth wall breaking thingy where he is looking straight at the camera and telling us that he is Triangle for the football team, because it is the first time ever that zombies and humans ever get to go to school while he's doing some exercise thingy. It's very weird. Then we meet his little sister Zoe and his dad Tony. Zoe, the cutest kid ever, she wants a dog. But she can't have a dog because the humans think that zombies will eat them. So she has to have this toy dog. His name is Xander. But also, Zed pretends to be her dog, and it's the cutest thing ever. Then we transition over to the human side, where we meet our second character, Addison, who is played by Meg Donnelly. And she is also doing the fourth wall breaking thingy. And she's telling us that she's trying out for the cheerleading squad. And that she also has white hair. Yeah, she's keeping a secret that she has white hair. Now, there's a time at like almost the end of the movie where the last song of the second act is where she takes off her wig that she's wearing. And it shows her white hair. Now, that white hair, that wig, isn't okay. It gets better chronically through the second and the third movie. It's still not good at both movies, but it's better than it is now. But it's better than it is in this movie. So the next characters we meet is Addison's mom and dad, Dale and Missy, Missy Wales is the current mayor of Seabrook, and Dale Wales is the chief of police of the Z Patrol. So then we get the song, the first song, My Year, which is a bop. It's not my favorite song of the movie, but it's up there to be one of my favorites. So in My Year, we meet two Zest friends, Eliza and Bonzo. Eliza is like a zombie activist, and Bonzo is tall. He can't speak English. He can only speak zombie, which I love that for his character. And he doesn't speak any English throughout the second and third movie either. If they did that, I would have been mad. Because why are we erasing? Why are we why are we humanifying Bonzo? If that happened, I would be mad. And then we transition to the human side, where we meet Bucky, Addison's brother. Bucky is the cheerleader, the head cheerleader, the captain of the cheerleading team. And I hate him. So then we meet our next character, Bree, who's also trying out for the football team, for the cheerleading squad. And we transition to the zombies fighting out that they have to go to school again, class again in a basement. And their teacher is also the janitor, and he gets paid nothing. Can't be me. Then, Zed decides to leave the basement, and because he's clumsy and make noise, one of the cheerleaders see him, and she pulls the Z alert. But Zed decides to be a smart zombie, and goes into the zombie safe room, which is for humans designed to be safe from zombies. But I love that moment for him. So Addison also decides to go in there, and because it's dark, because it's not safe, and the safe room has like automatic lights. When it's all cleared, the lights come back on. But while the lights are off, Zed and Addison has a moment, and that's when they first fell in love. I'm not gonna say fell in love, but like they first had their first spark. But when the lights come on, she sees that he's a zombie, and she right hooks him, pushes him right in the face. And you know what? Her right hook is strong, and I'm living for it. So then we transition to Bucky being Bucky, and she sees her talking to Zed, and he pulls her away, and they go to the cheerleading tryouts, and Zed goes to football tryouts. So the coach says that everybody made the team except Zed, because he's a zombie. So the next song we get is Fired Up. This song is already great, but what makes it better is that Trevor said, dancer first, actor second. Because he was giving us attitude, he was giving us flips, he was giving us splits, he was giving us everything. And I'm living. So, Bree and Addison is now on the cheering squad, and now it's time for cheer initiation. So they have to go to Zombie Town and egg a zombie house. But since Bree and Addison has a good heart, they decided not to do it. But Addison decides to say the stupidest line that ever been existed in this movie. She says, "Are zombies," and this is her own word, she says, "Are zombies always this harassed? I didn't know it was this way for them." Yes, you did. Stop lying. Because everybody in Seabrook, counting your own cousin, who literally told you to egg a zombie house, hates zombies. So either she's naive and doesn't care, or she doesn't listen to people and she doesn't watch the news. Because literally you have Z alerts to know when zombies are near. So I would think, you know, that they're harassed. So that next morning, she apologizes to Zed, and they do this pop song called, it's like a pop duet, and it's called Someday. And this song is the only song I can say in zombies that deserves to be a musical theater song. This is like a musical theater-esque song. And I was reading this fan fiction, and I'm pouring my heart out here. I was reading this fan fiction, and yes, I read fan fiction. So what about it? And I only read it containing my two favorite shits from my favorite TV show, High School Musical series, which I have said this is my favorite TV show forever. So, Ricky and EJ, I love them. I ship them in. Ricky and Gina, as I said, I am Arena for life. That's my Twitter like name for my fan account for high school musical series. Arena for life. But anyways, there's this fan fiction of Ricky and EJ where they did zombies, like this zombie stage musical. And it gave me thinking that of course I want zombies to be a stage musical. But also, I wish that they did it in High School Musical series. And I know it's not licensed, but Miss Jen doesn't care about that. Because why did she do High School Musical 3? It's not licensed. And I'm still iffy about Frozen the Musical. And of course, it's licensed now, but I don't think it was when season 3 came out. Okay, so we transition to the first game, and everyone on the other team is going straight for Zed because he's a zombie. Even his own team is like, yeah, you can take the zombie. I was like, wow, so y'all hate Zed that much that you would even let the other team tackle Zed, which is crazy to me. So Zed asked Eliza to jailbreak his Z-band, hacking it, whatever you call it, and he wins his first football game. Because he full zombied. So Bucky is jealous because Zed becomes popular and he tried to stop Addison from seeing Zed, but he couldn't because they're in love. So he asked Bonzo to give her a note inviting her to a zombie party in Zombie Town. So she goes and we get the song Bam, which is not my favorite. So let's skip to Someday Reprise number one. And I'm saying Reprise number one because there's two more, not in this one, but there's one in the second one and there's one in the third one. The third one's my favorite because they have like different camera angles. So when the zombies, when Zed and his sister sing, there's a camera on them. Then when the werewolves are singing, there's a camera on them. And the cheerleaders singing, there's on them. But when Zed and Addison sings together, they like have a split screen like they did in Grease with his, Danny and Sandy when they did Summer Lovings. And this is my favorite thing. So as they're about to kiss, the Z Patrol came, and Zed ran away because he doesn't want to get arrested. And they took Addison home. Addison told her parents that she was out with the boy, and they said that she could not cheer until they meet this boy, without knowing that he is a zombie. So the next day, Zed shows up at her doorstep to take her on a date, and he looks completely human. But I saw this small detail, and you can really tell like they spray painted his like all the zombie's hair green, cause when he was like completely zombie, like completely human, you can see like the green spray paint in the back of his head, and some are like when they painted like all the zombies green, you can see the green on his back of his neck. I just thought that was a small deal. On the day of the homecoming game, Bucky finds out that Zed has been hacking his C-band, and his followers Stacy, Tracy, and Lacey steal Eliza's laptop to hack the Z-bands. They succeed, resulting in Eliza, Zed, and Bonzo turning into full zombies and being taken away by the zombie patrol. And we get Addison's ballad "Stand Tall," where she reveals her hair, her white hair, to Seabrook. And again, and I said this probably like three times already. That wig, it needs other things to do because it is not giving great. So Bucky kicked out all the zombie supporting cheerleaders following the incident. When the cheer competition nears, Addison, Bree find Zed and Bonzo trying to sabotage the competition. After Eliza talks with her friends, she realizes it's not the right thing to do. So Bucky's team starts to fail because they do not have enough members. So Zoe, bless her heart, gets on stage and everyone boos her. Cause why are you booing a zombie child? That's crazy. So So with the help of Zed and Addison and the cheerleaders and the zombies, they all do this big cheer routine to the song Fired Up, the competition version. Zed and Addison told each other that they love each other in zombie tongue, and they didn't win the cheer competition. But and that was Zombies 2. When this movie came out in 2018, I was kind of obsessed with it. I loved it. I remember watching it. I was 15 at the time, and me, my sister, my mom, and my dad, we watched it in the living room. I fell in love with it. They didn't like it. I listened to the music every day. They were annoyed at me. I watched it every day. They asked me, "Why are you watching this every day? It is not healthy." And I said, "I don't care. I'm gonna keep watching it. I'm gonna keep watching it." So, yeah. Next episode, I'm going to discuss Zombies 2. So if you haven't followed these podcast social media, I will leave that and the show notes, and you can click on it and it will take you to it. Question of the episode: what is your favorite Zombies song or your favorite song or your favorite zombie moment? You can answer that question by going on the Spotify app or Spotify.com, and you can click on my podcast and the question will be under the episode. I will see you next episode. And that was Zombies 2. When this movie came out in 2018, I was kind of obsessed with it. I loved it. I remember watching it. I was 15 at the time, and me, my sister, my mom, and my dad, we watched it in the living room. I fell in love with it. They didn't like it. I listened to the music every day. They were annoyed at me. I watched it every day. They asked me, "Why are you watching this every day? It is not healthy." And I said, "I don't care. I'm going to keep watching it. I'm going to keep watching it." So, yeah. Next episode, I'm going to discuss Zombies 2. So if you haven't followed these podcast social media, I will leave that and the show notes, and you can click on it and it will take you to it. Question of the episode: what is your favorite Zombies song or your favorite song or your favorite zombie moment? You can answer that question by going on the Spotify app or Spotify.com, and you can click on my podcast and the question will be under the episode. I will see you next episode. This is gonna be my year, my year, my year, my year, my year, my year. This is gonna be my